Okay, back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba. We're in Kingsford, actually technically in Iron Mountain. It's the first intermission tonight of our playoff game against the Kingsford Flivers. And in our player spotlight tonight is Kobe Petrich, the Manistique boy.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed the first semester, right?
Yeah.
So tell me what happened for you to come back and play, as it didn't look like you were going to for a while.
Well, I moved back to my mom's in Manistique, and I came and watched the boys play against Marquette at home. And after watching that game, I had the urge just to text Coach and tell him that I wanted to come back.
Yeah, I remember you snapping me how much you missed hockey, right?
Yeah.
And what did I tell you?
You told me that I should follow my heart.
That's right. And I told you to call Coach.
Yep.
And he let you back, right?
Yep.
That's awesome. So now you cannot be in Manistique playing hockey for us. So how is that working?
It's working good because I do online for Gladstone Schools at my mom's. And I only have 3 classes, like online. And then I have ISD. I take automotive. So it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, and it'll be even easier when you're a senior next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so because you know, unless you don't want to fail any now, right?
No,
you got to make sure you pass them all.
Yes, sir.
All right. So talk a little about this trip for you. This is you've had a lot of you know the route between Manistique and Escanaba pretty well. I bet you could tell us where every tree is along US-2.
Oh yeah, I know it like the back of my hand.
So, but very tiring.
I can get there pretty fast. So.
You always go exactly the speed limit. I want to let the state police listening know that, right?
Yeah, always.
Always exactly the speed limit.
Always.
Not one up or one down.
Nope, never.
No. We've had a lot of, so you're showing a lot of commitment, though. Talk a little to me about your, how many hours you're putting in here. Like, what's your typical day? I mean, you get up early and you're usually home late, right?
Yeah, usually I get up, hop on my phone for online school during the day. Have some breakfast while I'm doing my school. Around like 11 or so, I get ready, start moving. Getting ready to go to practice, drive to Esky, get to practice. And then some days, even on game days, I had to drive to the rink to Esky because we were going to the Sioux. And I drove to Esky from Mano to get on the team bus. And we drove to the Sioux. And had to go through Manistique to get to the Sioux. And then I drove all the way back to the rink in Esky and back to my house in Manistique.
I thought, actually, we were going to pick you up in Manistique.
I mean, that would have been nice.
Yeah, it would have been nice. But now the most interesting one for you was the Calumet Hancock weekend. Describe that one.
It was a very long weekend. Got home late both nights, but definitely worth it in the end.
I offered you to crash on my couch or spare bedroom, and you wouldn't do it.
I love driving, man.
I guess so. So you knew when you came back that, Coach said you weren't going to play much, right?
Yeah.
But you have gotten in there, and that first shift back, you put one in the net. Tell me how that felt like.
One of the best feelings in the world for sure, and felt like I got to prove my point across and how hard I've been working and how much work you put into practice and how the outcome.
Yeah, you got that goal. It was a dirty goal, too. Those are the ones that coaches like, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and how many goals besides that one have you had in your high school career?
I had 2 last year, so that's 3 total.
That's 3, and you're looking for 4 tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Your first playoff goal?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about this team now? You guys had a really rough start against real, real good teams. I mean, every team you played was a ranked team. And then finally you played some teams that were not as strong, and you've won 7 straight. What do you think about this team's future?
It's a great group of guys, and we all get along so well. And we have very good chemistry with each other. I see us being able to beat Kingsford tonight, go up to Marquette Saturday, and just kick their ass.
Well, that would be real nice. They're a real good team, but you guys have played them 3 times and real tough twice, right?
Yes.
So what are you hoping to do once you mentioned automotive? So what do you want to do for like a career when high school's over?
I would love to do college hockey, but if it comes down to it, I wouldn't mind going into a trade or doing on the road work or welding or something like that.
Yeah, you don't want to be in school for six more years, do you?
No.
You're not a real big school guy.
No, I'm not.
You're not. I don't think I'm giving away any secrets there, am I?
I get good grades. It's just I'm just not a fan of it, you know?
Yeah, I think I get it. All right, Kobe, I'll let you give a shout-out. Say hi to anyone you think may be listening.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my sister, and my stepmom and step-siblings, and my mom's boyfriend, Ryan.
All right, well, let's go get him tonight. It's great having you back on the team.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Kobe Petrich, everybody, in our first intermission. More coming up from Iron Mountain. After these words, you're listening to the MHSAA Regional Semifinals live on 93.5 and News Talk 600, the Eskimo Hockey Network.